God's hand. I'm going to read Psalm 100 first, and then we'll begin. A psalm of thanksgiving. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations.
Our first song tonight is number 384, Count Your Blessings.
Domi, when upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy when you're called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
The next song is How Great Thou Art.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to how great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and for his glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook sing, feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, how God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Fairest Lord Jesus, I cherish Pray. Lord, we gather in your presence, truly humbled and grateful that we are so unworthy, Lord, and you still choose to love us and care for us. We're so thankful, Lord, for your word that you have given us, your inspired word, that we may gather in biblical authority to study your word, to praise you. We ask now that you please be with this group, Lord. We look around and we see the fellowship and the relationships that have taken place here. And those are truly blessings that can never be replaced. We ask that you please help this group continue to grow, continue to add more members to spread your word. Lord, we are all sinners, truly undeserving of even life, yet you choose to give us life. We are so undeserving of blessings, yet you choose to give us blessings. Words cannot express how grateful we are, and we ask that you continue to bless us, Lord. We ask now that you please go with us throughout the rest of this assembly. It's in your Son's most holy name we pray. Amen.
The first scripture reading will be from Psalms 104, verses 10 through 18. Once again, Psalms 104, verses 10 through 18. He sends the springs into the valleys. They flow among the hills. They gave drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. But them, the birds of the heavens, have their home. They sing among the branches. He waters the hills from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth. And wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon, which he planted. Where the birds make their nest, the stork has her home in the fir trees. The high hills are for the wild goats, the cliffs are a refuge for the rock badgers.
Imagine for a second what the world would be like if God did not exist. Now, first of all, none of this would exist. But imagine that the world was still here, there was just no God. I imagine chaos and wickedness, disorder, no purpose, no provision, and just utter complete chaos. And it's not a world that I would want to live in, and luckily it's not. It's common to say, count your blessings, when someone is going through a trial or complaining about life or even in a time of joy. And I think it's a good practice to actually list and go through your blessings because it gives you a good perspective of the situation you're in. But I think it's also important to not only think of what our blessings are, but where our blessings come from. And God exists, and he created this magnificent world down to every detail, and he has given us our lives on it, and then he gave us eternal life. And so in Psalm 65, starting in verse 9, it says, "You visit the earth and cause it to overflow. You greatly enrich it. The stream of God is full of water. You prepare their grain, for thus you prepare the earth. You water its furrows abundantly. You settle its ridges, you soften it with showers, you bless it with growth. You have crowned the year with your bounty, and your path stripped with its fatness. The pastures of the wilderness drip, and the hills gird themselves with rejoicing. The meadows are clothed with flocks, and the valleys are covered with grain. They shout for joy, yes, they sing." Not only does God make daily life easy for us, giving us food to eat and shelter to cover us and water to drink. He has also given us living water to cleanse and purify and make us holy. I want to read from Ephesians 3, starting in verse 14. It says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its names, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, and to him be the glory in the church and Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever. Amen." I came across a video on Facebook that illustrated God's grace in us. And in this video, this guy was, he had a cylinder, a clear cylinder, and it was filled with red balls. Now, the cylinder represents our lives and activities and our souls. And the red balls inside represent sin and lawlessness and evil. And we have all been this cylinder with the red balls inside us at one point. We have all been sinners, full of lawlessness, and it represents, the two of them together represent our lives as separated from God and from Christ. But next in the video, the man poured a glass of water into the cylinder, and as he poured the water in, the red ball started to float out and overflow the top, all spilling out, so that only the clear water was left. And this clear water is a representation of God's grace through his Son. It's living water that cleanses us and makes us whole and fills us. And no being or thing in the universe could cause those sins to be washed out but God and through his Son. In John 1 and verse 16 and 17, it says, "From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came from Jesus Christ." A lot of people go through their life imagining there is no God, or not knowing that there is a God. They assume their own accomplishments brought them the blessings they receive. And I've been guilty of this. You get on a roll in life and you think that everything's falling into place because of what you're doing. But we couldn't be more wrong. And I couldn't be more wrong, because if it was just me and no God, the world would be chaos, like we imagined when I first started talking. So whenever we count our blessings, big and small, let's also remember where they come from, and that is God.
Number 68. Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
The next song is the number 391, He Keeps Me Singing. Please stand for this song.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee. Peace be still in all life's ebb and flow. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go, feasting on the riches of His grace, resting 'neath the sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face. That is why I shout and sing, Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon He's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with Him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
You can be seated now. The next song is Blessed Be the Tie, number 337.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred mine is like to that above. Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims, our wants, our comforts and our cares. We share our mutual woes, our mutual burden bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear. When we asunder part, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again.
I will be reading from Luke 15, verses 17 through 24. Luke 15, verses 17 through 24. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father, but whilst he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate." The next song we'll be singing is Be Still My Soul. I picked this song because whenever I think about the source of our blessings, I think of how magnificent God is in his power. So, Be Still My Soul.
Be still my soul, thy Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Be still my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still my soul, thy waves and winds still know. His voice shall rule them while he dealt below. Be still my soul, the hour is hasting on, when we shall meet forever with the Lord. When disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow change and tears are past, all safe and blessed, that we shall meet at last.
O thou fount of every blessing.
O thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore thee, may I still thy goodness prove. While the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love, here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood.
O to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Never let me wander from thee, never leave the God I love. Send my heart, O take and seal it for the courts above.
As we just sang, O thou fount of every blessing, I'm going to be kind of guiding my talk through that song. My talk is supposed to be focused on the many blessings we have. God's amazing grace comes to us through Jesus, not only in our salvation, but in every gift we receive from him. James writes, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." Our gracious and sovereign God never changes. In his steadfast love, he never ceases to shower his undeserving people with blessings. His blessings take many shapes in our lives. People, safety, health, and provisions large and small. And every one of them is from his good hand. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood. We cannot proclaim it well. Jesus sought us when we were strangers, while we were wandering, literally fleeing from the fold of God. We see, as Paul states in Romans, that God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God's grace did not wait for us to want him. No. He came to us like the father in the parable of the prodigal son. He ran to us while we were still afar off. He came to us in the midst of our rebelling and won our life affections by the cleansing blood of his son. And like the song says, we cannot proclaim it well, and we will never be able to adequately give voice to the victory we've received through Christ's death and resurrection. O to grace, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. That goodness that is talked about in the song is a goodness that keeps us. The victory we have through Christ does not end with our conversion. Because you sometimes feel yourself drifting or wandering in your walk with God? Do temptations feel too strong at times? Or do you sometimes feel like you don't make enough time for him? The good thing is, all those who are called by God through his grace, he is continually keeping you in that same grace until he brings us home. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. God promises to seal and finish what he's begun in our heart and life. Just as Paul says in Galatians, "For being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will keep it until the day of Jesus Christ." So even when we feel weakest, God is demonstrating his perfect power by causing our faith to persevere until the very end. Just as Ephesians 1:13-14 says, "In him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory." The inheritance and blessings is ours in Christ, waiting secure for us in heaven. and it's secure because the fount of every blessing by His Spirit will make you sure you are found with Him where He is. Oh, that day when freed from sinning, I shall see thy lovely face, richly clothed in blood-washed linens, how I'll sing thy sovereign grace. This hymn is a song worth singing forever, as we anxiously wait and anticipate that day when, freed from sinning, we will see Him face to face. So, as we have reflected upon the song, O thou fount of every blessing, I can't help but bring it all back to Christ, because He is our ultimate blessing, and without Him and what He accomplished at Calvary, all other blessings would be futile. So I believe that Jesus came, and I believe that God is good because Jesus came. I believe that God is also there because Jesus came, and I believe that I am saved because He died, and I'm alive because He lives. And if there is ever a reason for falling at the feet of another and crying, "My Lord and my God," that's the reason.
Tonight I will be reading from the book of Psalms, chapter 3. I'll be reading all 8 verses. Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are those who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, "There is no help for him in God." But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheek, and you have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord, and your blessing is upon your people.
I'll be reading from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. That's Isaiah 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
Well, I appreciate getting to speak tonight. I appreciate Ty and Cameron's comments on where our blessings come from and the kind of blessings we have tonight. So I'm the third guy up, so I'm the one who gets to talk to you about what we do, what should we do with our blessings. And I'm going to be starting in Matthew chapter 25. I'm going to be reading through the parable of talents, so it's going to be a longer reading. Matthew 25, verse 14. Starting there. For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he had made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, "Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here, I have made 5 talents more." His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." And he also, who had the 2 talents, came forward, saying, "Master, you have delivered to me 2 talents, and here I have made 2 talents more." His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." He also, who had received the 1 talent, came forward, saying, "Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But the master answered him, you wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown, and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him, and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness, in the place that will, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So this is an interesting parable, and I was thinking about when I was in high school, how I viewed this parable. And obviously all the parables worked in extremes, but I remember thinking, man, that guy who has the one talent, man, what a dummy. He should have known to go out and, you know, make more. The guy with 5 talents and the one with 2 talents, they went out and they spent the money wisely. But this guy just kind of threw it in the ground. And I didn't exactly understand what a talent was. I have a note here at the bottom of my Bible that says, a talent was a monetary unit worth about 20 years' wages for a laborer. And as somebody who just recently started working, if I had somebody come up to me and say, David, I'm going to give you $800,000. Take care of it. And then they just left because the master just went away. I wouldn't know what to do with that. I would be afraid too. I wouldn't throw it in the ground because the money would get messed up, but I'd probably go home and put it under my mattress or something like that. And so I can just imagine receiving that great amount of money and just thinking, I have no idea what to do with this. And my master showing up and me saying, I was afraid. And so I went and I hid your money under my bed. And then the master responding, what have you done, you slothful, lazy servant? I gave this to you. I entrusted it to you. I could have put it somewhere else. I could have given it to somebody else. But I entrusted you to do something with it. Well, tonight, I'd like to encourage you. We have all sorts of physical blessings, and we have many ways that we can help others. We've been having classes talking about where our strengths are, what skills we have, where we can build one another up. But I have a secret for you. We have a blessing that is worth a lot more than $800,000. So this week, as you're going out and you're doing whatever you do on your day-to-day basis, I want you to think about how you can help others with your blessings, but more importantly, how can you glorify God? Because your ultimate blessing is that citizenship in the kingdom of God and that inheritance with Him. Thank you.
We've said a lot about blessings this evening. But there's one blessing that we have that is chief among them, one that we've talked a lot about. Jesus Christ, sent by God, humbled himself into the form of man. He was tempted just as we are tempted, yet without sin, he died on the cross for our sins. Jesus purchased us with his blood, that we may be baptized in his name, that we might remain faithful to him, knowing that we could never repay him. This is our greatest blessing. In recounting his conversion story, Paul recounts Ananias saying to him in Acts 22 and verse 16, and now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. If you have this need or you need the prayers of this congregation, I urge you to come forward as we stand and sing the song of invitation.
A habitation.